96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last?
Yeah, we remember that old love song, but the lyrics ring true even today for couples that have been together for a minute. How do you maintain or rekindle intimacy in a long-term relationship? Well, family therapist Dr. Audrey Chapman is here to help you with that. So if you're trying to reconnect with your mate, if you're struggling with it, give me a call. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page, as you always do, at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Dr. Chapman, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, before we even get into this whole intimacy piece, you know, one of the reasons that you're here, you want to tell people about, appropriately enough, how do you keep the music playing? You have an event coming up this week that helps people reconnect.
I have a free event.
Yeah.
This Saturday, mm-hmm. Which is on the 18th of October from 1 to 4, and it's going to be held in Arlington, Virginia at Mount Zion Baptist Church, which most people are familiar with because every October they have a seminar on different topics. This year we wanted to talk about what happens when people have been married or perhaps they're just living together but for years and years, and they look up and they feel like, I don't even know if I like this person. I don't feel connected to them. The passion's gone. I haven't been sexual in God knows when. What happened?
Exactly. And before we even get into that, I want to let folks know, because this event on Saturday, it's free, like she said, but you do have to register, and people are going to think they're selling iPhones or something over at the church because they're going to be lined up. If you go to audreychapman.com, you're going to see, you know, the flyer. There is a registration phone number that you need to call. It's right there. Great big, you know, hearts and things. It's right there at the bottom. So go to audreychapman.com and you'll see that information. You got to register that way. Don't call Audrey because you won't be able to get in. She's not giving away any tickets.
No, so. You have to register by calling them.
Okay.
Right, so. The church.
Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. How do you define intimacy, and is it different for men when compared to women?
I think it is. I think that women want to be close, and they want to be sexual to create and establish the closeness. So for them, it's more about an emotional thing, an emotional experience. As a matter of fact, if a woman's not feeling you, she doesn't feel like you're into her, you don't seem to care, you don't seem to be supportive, you haven't thought about doing little things for her every now and then, you know, just to kind of like date nights and things like that, then she really doesn't think you really love her at all. And there's a difference between someone that says, I love my woman, and someone who can demonstrate by being loving. And most people don't know how to be loving. That's where they fall short. And being loving is an action. It's an action. It's something you do. It's not just something you feel. Because if you tell me, Harold, you know, I love you, Audrey, how do I know that? I know that by how Harold is relating to me, how he's treating me, how he's taking care of me. I know that if I'm trying to talk to him about something that I'm going through, and he's going to give me the time to listen and not try to jump in and tell me what to do and then cut me off and walk away. But he's going to really be available to hear me out and to be sensitive and empathetic toward what I'm talking about.
But and, what about the men?
Well, I mean, I was just about to say, and the reverse is that the way men get to feel close is through sexual experience. That's when the oxytocin is at its highest in men. You know, that's that chemical that the brain releases. It's called the bonding chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at its highest when the man is sexual. So he feels more close during that process and, of course, after.
You make it sound like cavemen.
No.
I mean, you know, sex is the only way that we can feel close. We have brains, too.
Oh, no.
And hearts. And
I didn't
that
say
stuff.
That. You're putting words in my mouth. I said that it's one of the ways that men feel because it raises the oxytocin for them, the chemical that's in the brain. Women get closeness from just being near you, from being around you, from you maybe hugging her or holding her hands, or maybe you doing housework. She starts to feel warm and all fuzzy. So it's
maybe, I love that warm and fuzzy.
Maybe you babysit, you know, that kind of thing for her, and or give her a chance to go out and have lunch with the girls. And so she feels close to you. And that evening, the two of you get together and go out and have a date night, she's going to feel more warm and more fuzzy towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what helps with intimacy. But I want to talk about also what destroys it.
Well, before you do that, because I've got to take a break in a minute, and I just want to let folks know the lines are open. Here's your opportunity to get a little quick counseling when you're trying to, you know, fix your relationship. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. How do you keep the music playing? How do you keep the fires burning? We're talking about intimacy tonight with Dr. Audrey Chapman. We'll be back in just a bit.
Lose yourself to someone.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, how do you maintain or rekindle intimacy in a long-term relationship? I'm sitting here with family therapist Dr. Audrey Chapman, and she's here to give you some help with that. If you're trying to reconnect or you're struggling with it, the lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you're having problems getting through, please keep trying. I promise I will take your call. Mario calling from Waldorf. What's on your mind? Quickly, please.
Well, I just wanted to say that men are human, too. And I'm a 50-year-old man, and I know that the little things that my wife does for me, they are far more important than just the act of sex. The little things like, you know, she may cut my toenails, or she may iron my pants when we're going out on a date night. The little things like that. So to stereotype and say that men's brains and their oxytocin, you know, we get aroused and the only time we have feelings is when we're in an intimate setting, that's far from being true.
Okay.
So, you know, do a little more homework with just a normal man before you put that on the radio and say, oh, men are this and
suffice it to say, Mario, she said that was one of the reasons, not the only reason, because she had to tighten me up about that. But I agree with you. You know, we have brains and hearts, too. So thank you so much. Dr. Chapman, how is intimacy lost in these long-term relationships? And I would imagine sometimes a long-term relationship can be, a marriage or a relationship that can be, you know, 20 or 30 years. And, you know, sometimes it can be just a couple of years.
Right. Oh, listen, I've seen it where it's just a couple of weeks.
Oh.
So it doesn't take years. First of all, I think as a society we're confused about what loving somebody is. That's why I said at the beginning of the show that it's an action. It's not just something that I feel in my heart for you. If I'm not acting in a loving way towards you, as Mario just said, I mean, his wife is acting in a loving way toward him. She has all kinds of things that she does that lets him know that she is loving him. Then people start to turn away from each other. They lose the connection. They don't feel it's energy. The connection is energy. Bonding is energy. You start to feel flat. It feels like a void. And this turning away or this void or this flatness happens when people are contemptuous towards you, when they are belligerent, when they are critical, when they're defensive, when they are contradictory, when they dominate and control. You start to feel wounded by someone treating you that way, and you don't want to engage that person. You start avoiding that person more and more and more. And you look up one day and you realize we haven't talked about anything significant about about each other in a very long time. We've talked about the children. We've talked about the house. We've talked about stuff that's on the news. We've talked about the Orioles. We've talked about all of that stuff. But when have we talked about each other?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when do you know what's going on with me and how I feel? And when do I know of what's going on with you? So what happens is that people start to not trust each other as much. They're not as tolerant. The communication starts to fall off. They have difficulty being able to solve problems. And they begin to lack intimacy and romance. Mm-hmm. And when I say intimacy, I'm not just talking about sex.
Right.
I think somehow the caller misunderstood totally what I said. I'm really talking about the emotional connection.
Yeah.
Intimacy is a part. Sexual intimacy is a part of that. But it's not the whole picture.
Well, let me hold on here because I still have to take another break. We've got a lot of folks on the line, I promise. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. I will get to your phone calls. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Look, don't forget, how do you keep the music playing? This intimacy seminar that Dr. Chapman is hosting, it's Saturday. You can find that information on her website, audreychapman.com. It's free. It's free. But you got to register. Information is there. There's a number you must call. Don't call Dr. Chapman. Just go to her website. We'll be back in just a moment to talk more about this. Stay with us.
Let me hear you tell me you love me. Let me hear you say you never leave me. Girl.